Good morning, everybody. So, Revi, the first half of Revi Vayishlach is the so the discussion between Yaakov and Esav. Should they join forces? And Yaakov sort of begs out of it. Vanias not lovely. Ti the regel hayiladim the regel amlachad asher avol adam nisayira. And you know, of course, they part ways. And Rashi quotes, you know, valum boshim haratzion dishvodet harisav. That you know, the final confrontation is in the offing, but. And then Yaakov returns for the first time in 20 years, right, to Eretz Canaan, in particular to the place of Sukkot. The Ramban emphasized on three separate occasions that during his time in Sukkot, Yaakov had a lot of Yira from Esav. He says maybe one of the meanings of Ayiv and Lobayis is like a Migdal Oz, that a fortress to protect him from Esav. Yaakov again says, Amar Kasov Kain, Ki Besukos Ayanis Pafed, Esav. And then the third time, the Ramban emphasizes, based on a Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, that Yaakov continued to be Mala Mincha LeEsav Kol Zman, that he was in Sukkot. Be that as it may, after the period of Sukkot, which according to Rashi is 18 months, right, three seasons, two seasons of Kayetz, the Sukkot, the one season of winter for the Bayis, and then Vayavo Yaakov Shalem Yerushchem Asher Be'eretz Kanan, emphasizing that point, by Vayomi Badan Aram Bayichan Es Pnei Ha'ir, and then of course Yaakov builds the Mizbeach Vayikralo Kel Elokei Yisrael, and as Rashi notes, endorsed by the Ramban, that he actually called the Mizbeach Kel. The Medrash says the opposite, that somehow that Yaakov Avinu is affiliated with the Kisei HaKavod, and the Ramban develops that point, but it was Lefarsim Mesanes that Yaakov felt that he was, you know, saved by Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that as the Ramban develops Rashi's point, which he embraces, that he referred to the Mizbeach in such a way that everybody would know that it was God who was the Elokei Yisrael, the God of Yisrael, who spared Yaakov in this remarkable way. So the Sforno takes matters a step further and says this was all Midin Kiyum HaNeder, because when Yaakov said way back when, 20 years before, Vehaya Hashem, or maybe 22 years before, Vehaya Hashem li lelokim, Veheven hazos, asher samti matziva, ye beis lelokim, vechol asher titan li aser, azrenu lach, right, so that, the Sforno notes, is now this is the Kiyum HaNeder. As soon as Yaakov re-entered Eretz Canaan, he felt that he could build the Mizbeach, that is the Kiyum HaNeder, Vehaya Hashem li lelokim, Vishavti Vishalom El Beis Avi, the Sforno says, is Lav Dafka, as soon as he came to Eretz Canaan, that's considered Beis Avi. And he quotes the Pasuk, beautiful Pasuk in Tehillim, Eich Nashir Ashir Hashem El Admas Nechar, I can possibly, you know, build the Mizbeach El Admas Nechar, but since I'm going to now build the Mizbeach in praise of Kadosh Baruch Hu, then that has to be done in Eretz Canaan, and he is in Eretz Canaan, and he's going to be Mekayim his Neder, V'haya Hashem Li, Lelokim, Kara lo betfilaso zakel yisbarach lelokim, kamo shenira be'amaro v'ayah Hashem li lelokim, as he took the neder, v'zech she'ehu Yisrael, shelo yuchlu umos olam lavir al daito v'al daskono, kamo shehizker benitra lamala, right? We noted that the Sforno, way back in Parshas Vayetze, only last week, said that Yaakov Avinu was afraid of three different things. He was afraid of choli, he was afraid of oni, of illness, he was afraid of indigence and poverty, he was also very concerned about you know, external attack, now that he's returned, Shalem, you know, to Eretz Canaan, now he gives Shabach and Hoda'ah on the fact that he is now Yisrael, and nobody can do anything to be Mavir, Oso Aldas, in the way that Oni and Choli, you know, Goyim, Oivim, can. A person who is faced with dire straits of finances, or illness, or under extreme pressure, from external forces can sometimes, you know, compromise their integrity. And Yaakov is celebrating the fact that he was able to return to Eretz Canaan whole, in the sense of not to Shalim Begufo, to cite Rashi, or Shalim Bimamono, but most importantly, Shalim Bisoraso, with his spiritual integrity and persona intact. And as such, he didn't waste a moment. His reason Makdim in the Mitzvos, as soon as he crossed over the threshold, the border into Eretz Canaan, even before he entered the actual portal of Beis Avi, he was prepared to establish the Beis Elokim, Bikiyum HaNeder, Lashita Sasforno.